Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Goodbye to boring conversations on the radio and boring radio in general. Say hello to Jay Kirshner, who is anything but boring, and hopefully I'm in that same category as well, although there are moments, I'm sure, when I have put people to sleep. Professor Stefan, I think they refer to me on several occasions once in a while. Doug gets off on a toot, and so away we go. No toots here today. There's a lot of great information around. True hopefulness and optimism are what leads one to dare to do something different, Jay. It's also what lifts one back up to dare again after you have failed. In other words, if at first you don't succeed, try again. Kind of like the story.
Lifts back up. I like it.
Yeah, right. Exactly. The story of the chicken that crossed the road to get to the other side, right? Sometimes they make it, sometimes they don't. But they keep on trying. And I guess that would be the case with a number of members of Congress who got arrested at the Supreme Court yesterday. Is this what you want your representative to be doing, if, in fact, your representative was involved in this? Mine was, the lady who represents me. Well, she didn't represent me. She represents my district. She has had several encounters with me. They've both been unpleasant. I've asked her what she's doing to fix a particular problem or two or three. And instead of telling me what she's doing to fix them, she blames Trump. And that doesn't cut it. Whether you like Trump or you don't like Trump, that's not the question. If Trump made a mistake or did something wrong, you need to fix something. What are you doing about fixing it? Now, I suppose if I asked her, what are you doing about fixing Roe v. Wade, she'd tell you she was out in front of the Supreme Court protesting with AOC and Arianna Pressley and a bunch of other people. There are 17 altogether, I think, Jay, that were arrested.
Yeah, 17 in total.
Yeah, okay. So one of them, let's see, where are these folks from? North Carolina, Mississippi, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Texas, California, Michigan, New York, Minnesota, Illinois, New Jersey. And let's see, are there any men in this list? No, they're all women, I think. No, here's one, Andy Levin of Michigan. I think that's it, though. You look at the rest of them, they're all women.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
and
so
to answer your question about if this was your congressperson, would you want them doing this? And I think that more is a question of where the person stands on Roe v. Wade, because people who are very pro-life, who are against Roe v. Wade, they would not want their congressperson doing this. And people who are very pro-choice probably and feel strongly and passionately about it probably are happy that their congressperson did this and put themselves out there.
Well, they did put themselves out there, and they did get arrested.
Yeah.
So then what happens after the Capitol Police arrest you, members of Congress? Is that awkward for members of the Capitol Police? Okay, Congresswoman, you're under arrest. They say, whisper in their ear, I'm sorry I have to do this, but it's my job.
Yeah. Again, that probably goes to, were they for or against what they were protesting?
Yeah.
There were probably some police officers who were like, hey, guess what I got to do today when they got home? And I'm doing the good stuff. And then other people were like, probably, yeah, I have to do my job. And according to police, they were unlawfully protesting because they were in the streets. They were blocking traffic.
Mm-hmm. So then can you be a congressperson and have been arrested? You can be arrested, I guess, if you've been convicted. Is that a felony? If you're a felon, you can't run for Congress, I don't think, can you?
I don't believe felony, but this isn't a felony situation.
Misdemeanor.
And normally people are let go almost immediately.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like they're more detained,
symbolic.
And the arrest. Yeah. Yeah, the arrest is symbolic.
Yeah, right. Okay. So
look at celebrities who are constantly getting arrested for protesting whatever it is that they're protesting against, and they're usually out there the very next day doing it all over again.
Yep. Well, I think protesting is the backbone of what America is all about. So whether you criticize these people or you don't criticize these people, they're doing what our forefathers did by breaking away from the Brits. So it's the question is it appropriate for this issue? Yeah, it's appropriate. It's a lot of grandstanding, but it still is appropriate because that's what America is all about. Peaceful protest, not January 6th. That wasn't peaceful. Peaceful protesting is what they were doing, and it's well within the guidelines of what our forefathers seem to want us to do. So there you go. Peaceful protesting. Does it do any good? Guess time will tell on that. They got enough votes. Well, they screwed it. They have nobody to blame but themselves for this. The Democrats in the House could have codified this 4 or 5 years ago. I mean, codified Roe v. Wade, and they didn't. So now they're working on it. They're working on another bill which will protect same-sex marriage to try to counter any effort the Supreme Court would have to eliminate that, which is a throwback, and as far as I'm concerned, to the Dark Ages. That is eliminating or trying to eliminate. Come on, haven't you got something better to do? That's the question. So this was a bipartisan bill that would enshrine protections for same-sex marriages. They've learned their lesson a little bit late, but the bill was a 267 to 157 vote. 47 Republicans, with most of the Democrats, voted for it. Now, what does the bill do? Does it pass the Senate? 10 Republicans have to join the Democrats to overcome the 60-vote threshold. And so now here we have the Respect for Marriage Act. Came from Jerry Nadler, who's a bozo from New York. It's too bad that it was him and not somebody else that was a little more even-handed or even-keeled, the representative. He's not a good face for much of anything, in my estimation anyway. And anybody who introduces a bill like this from New York or California, immediately it's suspect because they're from New York or California. You know, too bad, but that's the way it is. So why didn't they get the Democrats get somebody from Minnesota or somebody from Alabama to introduce the bill? All right, so what does this bill do? In addition to safeguarding the right to same-sex marriage, the bill also has federal protections for interracial marriages. Are we talking about this in 2022? Huh? What in the world?
What is happening?
Good God. What in the... Leave people alone.
And it's sad that, unfortunately, it seems like it has to happen, that it has to be this way.
Well,
and this will create those legal safeguards for anybody married, and that the marriage is legal in any state it took place, and it will be recognized as such. Well, and as it should be, but it's so sad to say that we have to... People have to go and pass bills to say this.
Yeah, well, that's right. I said rhetorically, the business about whether we're in 2022 or are we in 1822. That's, I think, the question that comes into my mind. And then we got something better to do. I got better things to do with my time, like try to figure out where Putin is. Putin's on the road. We'll talk about where he's visiting after this.
Thanks, everyone, for baking your way here on this toasty morning. Are you all ready to jam? Excellent. Before we get rolling, let's start by hashing out everything bagel we'll be discussing. Profit margins are okay, but they could maybe be butter. Sorry, I don't mean a waffle. Next quarter, it's all or muffin. Did you have a question, Sausage Patty?
My name's Patricia.
When you can't take your mind off breakfast, it matters where you stay. Delicious breakfast available at our Hilton family of brands. Hilton, for the stay.
Progressive presents Forced Metaphors, about bundling your home and auto.
When you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, you get great savings and round-the-clock protection, which is as beautiful as looking your firstborn child in the eyes for the first time. Well, that's a bit much. Maybe it's more like looking your second-born child in the eyes for like the third or fourth time. Point being, the savings and round-the-clock protection are really, really magical.
Forced Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
This is your captain speaking. You better buckle your seatbelts for this one. I noticed my passport was due to expire, so I went to Staples. I got a passport photo in 10 minutes, so we're good to go.
Now at Staples, get 20% off travel products when you purchase a passport photo. Get travel ready at Staples, your one-stop travel prep destination.
Hey, let me tell you about another time that Staples saved my caboose. That all started back...
N731, in-store only. Excludes Instacart orders, certain products, services, and technology. See StaplesConnect.com/services/travel for details.
Ray Maliazzi here for eBay Motors. so you have to drive 300 miles to your cousin's wedding. Okay, so it's his fourth. But you know what they say, fourth time's the charm. Well, here's the problem. Your tires are as bald as I am. But lucky for you, eBay Motors has tires for just about every make and model. Plus wheels, lug nuts, jack stands, and more. 122 million parts. Do they have tissues? Oh, good, because I'm definitely a crier. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
That's right. That's what Putin said to the people on his staff. Let's take a ride. So they've gone to Tehran. So my question is, I mean, we all know that the Russians and the Chinese and the Iranians are all in bed together. The axis of evil. That's what they are. So how does Putin travel to Iran and not get caught? How is it that we don't have an international police force that is on the prowl and ready to pounce on Putin? This guy's an international criminal responsible for the deaths of how many, who knows, thousands of people in Ukraine. And he's on a plane. He takes a ride to Iran. They're supposedly talking about cooperation on oil and gas prices and a deal that would allow Ukraine to resume grain exports through the Black Sea. And he's going to, apparently he's going to talk to, well, I don't know who he's talking to, if there are other people that are going to Tehran to meet with him, but this is outrageous. It really is. It's damnable, outrageous how this guy can just be doing whatever comes naturally and the rest of the world is just not doing anything. If you were doing something, don't tell me, oh, we're doing something to help the Ukrainians. That's not the fix to this. Getting rid of Putin is the fix.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. There's no other fix to this. And yet, here we are, everybody around the world, there's not enough food to eat because of this war. There's not enough energy to take care of the needs of people around the world because of this war. There are people upset all over Europe and nervous because of this war. And the war is because of this man. That's it. One person. And all of the world is bowing to him like he was the emperor of Siam or something. It's ridiculous isn't the word for it. I don't have a word that's strong enough for it. It's abysmal. It's outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
Damnable.
It's
this guy should be
dead. It's a terrorist attack.
Yeah, he's a terrorist. Russian TV says, according to Putin, that Ukraine no longer exists as a country. And the presenter compared the war to deworming a cat. Huh? Giving worms
right?
a bad name.
How dehumanizing.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, that's the whole thing. In the world, here we are back again. I asked the same question that I asked before about the things going on in Washington. Are we in 2021 or are we in 2022 or 1822? This kind of stuff. Well, maybe go back to 1922, which is when the roots of war were started because the agreement after World War I put Germany in such a difficult position that they worked, you know, things were so bad in the country, it was ripe. They sowed the seeds with the Treaty of Versailles after World War I for World War II. It was the people who were responsible for the treaty that were responsible for World War II. And so, you know, you look around at things that are going on here, and the situation in Ukraine, it's been 6 months of this, Jay, 6 months of all this killing, this raping, this blowing, the destruction that goes on.
Mm-hmm. Civilians being targeted, malls being blown up, apartment buildings.
Yeah, right. And the TV, they've shut down all of the commercial TV in Russia. They just have state-run TV, so everything that people get is the pap and junk that comes out of them. All right, now 21 after the hour, you're listening to the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
When you are deficient in whole food vitamin C, I'm not talking about ascorbic acid, the ability of your blood to carry oxygen can drop as low as half to normal. So one of the first reactions to vitamin C complex deficiency is shortness of breath. And in time, this overload on the heart contributes to its ultimate breakdown.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get into it here. 23 after the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program with social media, our focus here in trending items, Facebook and Instagram. You can report in at Good Day Radio Show on Twitter. It's Good Day on Air. What's the latest, speaking of Twitter, with the Twitter wars? You know, talk about, there have been all kinds of wars. There's a Twitter war going on right now between the people that run Twitter and the person who was trying to buy it. Anything new happen in that level, in that department?
What's most being talked about is Elon Musk hanging out on a yacht and just how pale he is.
Really?
He shared a topless photo even saying, free the nipple.
Who wants to look at Elon Musk topless? What? Oh, come on. There's the height of the arrogance of her. Okay. The story of Linda Evangelista. Let's talk about her. If you don't know who she is, we'll talk about her and what happened to her and what she's doing after this.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Oh, what's going on? What's going on?
All right, so Linda Evangelista, for those who don't know, is a well-known model. Would you say that was accurate in a description, Jay, of who Linda Evangelista is?
Yeah, once upon a time, she was definitely considered a supermodel.
Right. So what did she have done? She had kind of what she called cool sculpting. What is that?
It's a fat freezing technique where it's rather than kind of like a liposuction where it's invasive, fat freezing and cool sculpting is this contraption that kind of goes over certain parts of your body, and it's supposed to freeze the fat, and then your body kind of flushes out that fat. And for her, she had an adverse reaction where it created more stuff coming in, and the fat didn't flush away, but things got really rough for her to the point where she removed herself from the spotlight for so long.
Right. So she looks fine. Her face looks fine now in this Fendi head. I wonder how many, if there isn't something going on in the modeling business that would bring people around. Remember that heavy lady that I said had an overbite? What's her name? I forget what her name is.
Oh, Ashley Graham.
Graham, that's right, too. So are there things like that, heavy ladies getting involved? Plus, why shouldn't they? Plus-size models, or people maybe who aren't perfect becoming models. Maybe that's what I call inclusion, not so much the, all the racial stuff.
Oh, yeah, and there's a lot more of that, too. But even, like, plus-size models, a lot of them aren't even that big. Some of them are size 6s, size 8s, size 10s.
28. Past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Polestar, the premium electric performance car brand, has announced record sales for the first 4 months of 2022, as well as excellent global order intake, fueled by continued expansion into new and existing markets. In the first 4 months of the year, vehicle sales more than doubled to approximately 13,600, and the company's order intake more than tripled to nearly 23,000. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Something you probably do know. Progressive can not only offer you a great price when you bundle home and auto, they offer you round-the-clock protection. Something you probably don't know, the average oak tree branch can hold 70 pounds. Something you probably do know, your neighbor is building their kid a treehouse. Something you probably don't know, a falling treehouse would take out your whole fence. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive and get more than a great price. Get round-the-clock protection. Something you know for the things you don't know. Coverage for Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
This is your captain speaking. You better buckle your seatbelts for this one. I noticed my passport was due to expire, so I went to Staples. I got a passport photo in 10 minutes, so we're good to go.
Now at Staples, get 20% off travel products when you purchase a passport photo. Get travel ready at Staples, your one-stop travel prep destination.
Hey, let me tell you about another time that Staples saved my caboose. That all started back...
N731, in-store only. Excludes Instacart orders, certain products, services, and technology. See StaplesConnect.com/services/travel for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Dan Cox, a Republican endorsed by President Trump, won Tuesday's Republican primary for Maryland governor. It's one of several GOP primaries across the country in which Democrats have put money on. The mentality is they would be easier GOP candidates to defeat. Dan Cox, as recorded by WJZ CBS 13.
People are tired of what's going on right now with the Biden administration. They're looking for leadership to make things happen for their families, and that's what our campaign is doing. That's what we're going to do the next few months here. We're going to make sure that we restore the power to the people.
Republicans have sided with Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives to pass a bill that would boost legal protections for same-sex marriages. Firefighters in France, Portugal, Spain, and the U.K. continued to battle raging wildfires that have forced thousands to flee and caused several deaths. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Now that the push to defund the police and soft-on-crime DAs has had a chance to work its way into society, the criminal element of America has become emboldened. Record crime is being reported across America. One of the worst crime increase locations in America is New York City. New York City Councilman Republican Joe Borelli on Fox News slams the Democrats for letting this happen and to allow crime to flourish.
Look, I certainly had hope for Mayor Adams. Unfortunately, it is the mindset of the entire Democratic Party that is causing this. It starts with bail reform. It goes into sentencing leniency. It goes into early release programs. It goes into criminalization of police actions. It's from the ending of qualified immunity for police officers, lowering police headcount. All of these things have one similar thing in common. They are all part of declared Democratic Party platform items.
The San Diego Unified School District Board President is under fire for instructing students who won't wear masks to stay home from regular school. Without any science or evidence being presented, Dr. Sharon Whitehurst Payne is demanding indoor masking for all San Diego Unified School District schools in California or stay out.
They should just make it known that they don't feel comfortable and at that point just not return.
Dr. Sharon Whitehurst Payne on KUSI News. The American League won again, defeating the National League 3-2 in last night's Major League Baseball All-Star Game. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
There's a story floating around today about an orange lobster who is rescued by a red lobster. So they found a bright orange lobster, and apparently one in 30 million.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
34 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program for July the 19th. The Dugger here with Jay. We're trying to solve the world's problems, and one of my problems at the moment, and I'm a member of the world community, is trying to get something on one of my screens. And so the talk about talking past one another. So I just said to Jay, what do you think about this? How do I do this? And I said it to James, who's at the controls of our main studio in Dallas. And Jay said, I don't know what you're talking about. And I said, well, that's good, because I don't know what you're talking about either. It's like we're passing strangers in the night.
Yes, lost in communication.
Yes, right, exactly, or lack thereof. Anyway, we'll get on to another path here, moving along. No fear-mongering, nothing, but sort of hopefully solutions, whatever the level is that we're on. Here's some happy news, solution news, if you will. The answer to the question, what happens when a bunch of scientists put a study group of older people together and give them all psychedelic drugs? I've never really been into this kind of thing, but I'm sure there are plenty of people my age who are. As it turns out, the largest study on microdosing mushrooms, found they get more at peace and more dexterous, so they're more,
yeah,
they can use. Wow, really?
Yeah, the psychomotor performance and some improved mental health. And the microdosing is very, very small amounts, almost untraceable. And think of it in a way of like medical marijuana, when mm-hmm. they started running testing and figuring out the medicinal aspects. And yeah, it's really cool. The finger, I forget what it's called, the finger pointer finger and thumb test, and you tap it as many times as you can in 15 seconds. A lot of times that's used to, in part, to diagnose Parkinson's. And they were doing that, and they noticed that a lot of these people were able to do it better than they were prior to their microdose.
Yep. A microdose of mushrooms. Man, let's see if we can make an alliteration out of that. Managing a microdose of mushrooms. How do you do that? And these people, so there were thousands of people involved in this study. The observations, you know, you look at this, people, did some have a placebo, some not take? That's usually what these studies are about. You get some people who actually take the drugs, and then some people who don't. So they're all part of the same thing to see whether under the circumstances you're observing others who are kind of goofy and then you get goofy yourself.
Yeah, exactly. And then, or people who did have the microdose, but was it placebo affected and maybe they were actually unaffected by the microdose. So that's something that they are questioning and looking further into, of how much placebo also plays a part in it.
So they use this technique to diagnose Parkinson's in people. In other words, if you have
the finger tap test,
right? Yeah, if you have, you know, some people, if they have Parkinson's, their hands, I'm just wiggling my hands now, they can't steady their hands. They can't. And there are other things that, as your brain falls apart when you have Parkinson's, that diminish or stop muscle control, that sort of thing. And so this was a test to see if under the circumstances you could do the tap, the finger tap test. And what did it show that people, you know, what can you do over 15 seconds? I've had this test before. Have you?
I haven't.
How many times are you going to tap your finger? You know,
I haven't. But when I was originally reading this article and I started doing it myself, I had follow-up questions of, well, how far apart do you have to have the pointer finger and the thumb as you're tapping? Or can you do like little tiny taps or the big taps? I had follow-up questions, so it was kind of like, okay, where
phase one. Yeah, let's see. Phase one of the study.
And I feel like I was reading too much into it. So what's that say about the psychoanalysis side of things?
Sounds like you have been psychoanalyzed. And so there's nothing worse than being psychoanalyzed and trying to anticipate the next question from the person who's psychoanalyzing you. I've dated a few women in my life who made it a practice to, they were always analyzing me. And frankly, that was the end of, I should have learned after the first one, but I didn't.
Yeah.
So there you go, down that road. Speaking of going down that road, let's travel over to Western Europe. They're in a really panic mode, I suppose. I don't like using that word, but there are a lot of things going on over there because of the heat wave and the fires and things. And, of course, there are those who want to blame the carbon emissions. It's all the fault of climate change, blah, 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 blah. There are a lot of things, not just this. But there are a lot of things that go on. In the substitution for news, there's the pejorative in most of the left-wing media about carbon emissions and prattling away at, you know, we've got to stop tomorrow using greenhouse gas, or, well, creating greenhouse gases from fossil fuel. I'm not a fan of fossil fuel, but I am a realist, and I also don't like being lectured to by a bunch of phonies from the so-called news media. Having said that, the reality is that there are things going on, like this train that was surrounded by wildfire in France. No, it was Spain. Well, I was going from Spain to France, I guess, wasn't it? If I'm correct at looking at the train and the circumstances, the flames were all around the plane, train.
Yeah,
wow,
yeah, it was Spanish service.
Woo!
And they had to stop because the flames were hindering them from going any further. And And you see that one of the passengers had video that they posted, and you see it like panning to one side, and there's just all these flames outside the one side of the train, and then all of a sudden you look to the other side of the train and out the other window, and there's so many flames, and everybody was okay.
So when they do,
they did have to start. Stop their train services. Well, they stopped all the train services, and anybody who was already en route somewhere that got stopped, they ended up doing ground transportation because they couldn't continue by train.
All right, but they got them off the train, obviously.
Yes, they got
and onto
people off,
something
yeah.
else. Yeah, right. All right. But the video sort of speaks for itself, if you look at that. And now you think about what else is going on. Britain yesterday experienced the hottest temperature on record, about 104 degrees in parts of England, which is intolerable for most people in the modern era, because this time of year, the temperature ought to be in the 70s there. They don't have air conditioning, so it just makes it very difficult for a lot of people. The old days used to, even, well, with early electricity, that's when the ice blocks were popular. People would buy a block of ice, and they'd put it on a table or something, or put a fan on it, and that's how they'd cool things off. That's basically what air conditioning is. Right, only they use gases now instead of using, you know, the ice block method of doing it. But before that, what was it like 150 years ago, or two before electricity, or 200, or 300, or 400? Well, people will say, well, it wasn't this hot. No, that's not true. It was. There were places on the planet. There have always been places on the planet that had temperatures like this. It seems they're moving around because of what's going on in the atmosphere. And there's water shortages also. If you go into the Horn of Africa, I remember being one of the most beautiful trips I ever took was a trip around the Horn of Africa, Eritrea, Ethiopia, to these areas. And there was plenty of lush Victoria Falls, those places. I mean, it was magnificently lush in the jungle. But there are other areas of Africa that are just burned up.
Mm-hmm.
You see carcasses of animals, dead bones, lying on the side of the road, that kind of stuff. So, and then there are those who are trying to, maybe this is the fallacy of the argument here, Jay, a little bit, because if you look at the countries that actually are the hottest and are the most affected by the changes, they don't use, much fuel, carbon or otherwise, carbon-based fuel in Africa. They don't. So, it kind of flies in the face of the argument, but you can find there's always an exception to an argument. And I find this to be kind of a waste of time, talking about this all the time. I'm right, you're wrong, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, the mentality that doesn't actually get anything done.
No, it doesn't. Actually, Russia's been pretty hot. Ukraine has been pretty hot as well. The situation... every once in a while I think, okay, we ought to spend a little more time on Russia, and then I think to myself, okay, it's a mess. Most people in Ukraine, by the way, do not have electricity. All the power sources have been blown up by the Russians. Did you know that? So there's really no people are in the dark, or they're using candles, or they're doing... It's like they've been thrown back into the dark ages, literally and figuratively.
Mm-hmm.
And that isn't much talked about either. The reality of how people are living there at the moment. Meanwhile, Putin is over in Tehran, and nobody's going after him. I mean, he might as well be outside having lunch on a picnic table. And this is what's so damned outrageous about this. Really is. All right, so... That's the summary of what's going on in Europe. Meanwhile, back at home, there's a shortage that we ought to be talking about. Problems and fixes after this.
Small business owners sometimes go broke. My first business startup in the 80s was a fledgling startup story. Credit cards were maxed, car had bald tires, house had broken windows, and my employees got paid before I did. But my diet of hot dogs and mac and cheese was to die for. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, founder and CEO of Patriot Software. My business startup was messy. Actually, I was broke. My wife and I lived on fumes for 4 years. To escape our financial reality, we played board games and dreamt of someday owning our own Boardwalk and Park Place. That's why I created my fifth successful company, Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll without going broke. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Here's football legend Howie Long for Skechers hands-free slip-in footwear.
The world has gone hands-free, using the phone, turning on your lights, heck, even driving. However, if you want to put on a pair of sneakers, you still need to bend down and help your feet in. Until now. Introducing Skechers hands-free slip-in footwear. Let me tell you, these things are amazing. You don't need to lace up, and they're even better than your standard slip-on sneakers. This is next-level slip-in technology, where you don't need to reach down and help your heel in. You just step in, and off you go. It's that easy. So what's the secret? There's a special smooth comfort pillow in the heel that helps your foot slide into place and also keeps your feet secure in heavenly comfort, which means they stay on just like a pair of laced up sneakers. And you can even slip into them while you're sitting down. Make your life easier and go hands-free with Skechers' new hands-free slip-in footwear. You'll never have to struggle putting on your shoes again.
Get hands-free slip-ins for the whole family at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Well, I'm distracted for a moment because I'm looking around at some of the other pictures. This meeting yesterday with Putin and the guy that runs Iran, the Ayatollah Yagabunga, and then at the same meeting is Erdogan of Turkey. So these three guys are on a panel, it looks like. They're being interviewed or like they were just having lunch. How does this happen?
Mm-hmm. So freely travels and just...
Yeah.
You would think there'd be so many more hits on this guy's head. Not that I'm going one way or the other on this. I'm
just
shocked.
Put up a million bucks and get into the back of this room and shoot the guy. Shoot all three of them as far as that's concerned. Get rid of all of them. They're all a scourge. And the arrogance of this guy, the Ayatollah, my God, what a... No matter what his back, he's just an arrogant, you know what, arrogance. There's a different. We all you can visualize different kinds of arrogance. This guy is just—he drips with arrogance. Ay, ay, ay. So anyway, there's this thing going on, and they all, of course, these two guys endorse the war in Ukraine. Yeah, like that's news. Next up, the housing market in the United States. No matter what, so this, I think, saves a lot of people looking at this. I saw some article in one of the it was an opinion piece, actually. Some guy says, oh, this is going to be the worst downfall of the dollar. Well, you know what saves you? What saves you is that there are two indicators of a recession. One of them is housing starts. And the housing starts continue because there is need for housing. The shortage here is immense. We don't have enough places for people to live. Number of homes being built has actually dropped a little bit this year.
Yeah, people are pulling out of projects.
Yeah. Why? They can sell these things. I'm about to get involved in the development, and I know we can sell what we're building. So build what people want, what they need, what they can pay for, and you keep the housing market going and thus keep the economy going. The interest rates don't help, that's for sure, but... And then, you know, there are other things. A lot of people, I'm amazed the number of people who pay cash or put half down, you know, stuff like that. When you buy your house, you've got money to to get started well when you buy a new house, right?
Well, and this is one of the things that I'm questioning, too, because it's just a lot.
I know. It's frustrating. All right, 10 before the hour.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now, 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's time for Farm Food Family Conversations. Here's the story of a local farm co-op that's helping a lot of small farms in Arizona. This area is Santan Valley in Arizona. So they have tomatoes they produce there, onions, lettuce, melons. A lot of different farms doing specialty things, carrots, that sort of thing. Produce ready for pickup as part of what they call the Farm Raiser program. R-A-I-S-E-R. There's no Z here. And so this is a great support. This is a good example. We'll have this conversation on our Farm Family and Food Show, the American Family Farmer. Jay and I are going to discuss this week, for those of you who listen to the program over the weekend, we're going to discuss what it is that that helps farmers, the co-ops that put people or help people stay in business. I've been experiencing this in my own farm world. Co-ops are a big part of farming, and they help together, they cut costs and create more markets, like farmers markets. Those are usually sort of a co-op.
Yeah, exactly. Helps people get together who want that farm fresh food but maybe don't have such a green thumb, and they can get involved too. And this is like over 40 farms, I believe.
Yeah, right. Number of them. And that's what makes it all good. So, and the co-op then, at the end of the year, all the people that belong to the co-op, the nature of the co-op is everybody shares equally, that is a member of the co-op, in the profits. So if they make $600,000 and there's 40 people, everybody gets, $12,000?
Yeah, and that's what they had last year, and they're expecting to have grow to $800,000 this time.
Yeah, so there you go. Good idea. Thank you. You're good. See, that's what having the focus, that's why I like doing the American Family Farmer Program, because what we're doing, we're aiming to help you come up with ideas that will work on your farm that have been successful on other people's farms. So there you go. All right, there's a sort of a strange reality with an all-natural sort of organic company that most people know. Most people know about Amy's Kitchen, so I'll tell you the story after this.
Stress. It never seems to end when you owe money to the IRS. What about the years of unfiled tax returns? Have you tried another tax service and gotten nowhere? Then you need Tax Alliance. Why? Years of being A-plus rated with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints sets them apart. Call 800-624-9275. That's 800-624-9275. Don't wait until the IRS attacks your wages, bank account, your home or pension, and even your Social Security check. Tax Alliance specializes in IRS tax relief programs, including the Fresh Start Initiative, which can finally free yourself from IRS debt. Their tax professionals can file returns, fight the IRS to substantially lower your IRS debt, or possibly even have it forgiven. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call 800-624-9275. That's 800-624-9275.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
All right, let's look at this story from Amy's Kitchen. There, Jay, is a San Jose, California company. Most people know if you are into veggies, vegetarianism, organic cooking, I think this is quite a successful brand.
Oh, yeah, right. They have some great gluten-free products, too.
Yeah, yeah,
and
right.
What's really astounding is their one location in San Jose, they only just opened it in 2019. They spent all of this money, got all of this state-of-the-art stuff, and then pretty much without notice, they're shutting it down, and they told their employees that while their positions would be pretty much canceled by September, they're effectively let go, like, of the day that they had the notice.
Mm-hmm. And what's the issue? They've certainly have plenty of orders for products there in grocery stores, supermarket chains all over the country. So what's the issue? Is it unionization?
They cited the issue being losing money due to inflation, and that's why they had to close the plant. But a lot of the workers are angry, and they're saying how they've been mistreated, and they had these rules of you could only have bathroom breaks during your lunchtime or other designated breaks. And
really?
Yeah, it was.
Doesn't sound very progressive to me.
Yeah, and injuries and workers alleging unsafe conditions.
So you know what probably happened? I don't know this for a fact, but oftentimes with these sorts of circumstances, an individual becomes successful, and they go on to Shark Tank, or they get somebody from a company wants to buy them out, and they keep the name, but they don't keep the way they run their business, and so that's how it falls apart. They don't run it the way it was run to be successful. There's some food for thought at 59 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.